Joe Mantegna, thanks so much for taking the time to join us again. It's become a bit of an annual tradition for you to call in, so thanks for your time again.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now, obviously, we're talking the Memorial Day concert this weekend. Remind me, you've hosted it, God, what is it, since about 2002, I think? How did Gary Sinise get you involved? Remind our listeners how you got started with Gary.
Well, actually, I brought Gary in. I've been doing the concert. This will be my 18th year. I did it as an artist for the first 2 years, starting in 2002. And then in the 2003. Then 2004 concert, Ozzie Davis, who had been the host, passed away, and I hosted the show then. And I asked Gary, who was a dear friend of mine for many years from Chicago. I knew his Lieutenant Dan band would be a perfect fit for the concert. And I'd asked him if he'd like to come in and perform with his band. And the people at the concert agreed it would be a great idea. So he came in and performed that year. And he was so taken by the concert of it, as I had been the previous years. He said, "Joe, I'll come back and do this as often, in any capacity, as often as you want." I said, "Why don't we just co-host it together?" And so we've been co-hosting it together for the last 15 years, which has been great. Now, unfortunately, he has to miss it this year due to some personal reasons, but I've got Mary McCormick stepping in for him this year, so her and I will be co-hosting the concert. We've got just another great lineup of performers and musical acts and actors, and it'll be just and it's the 30th year of the concert itself, and as I've always said, it's the most important thing I do every year, and I think it helps educate people to the most important holiday that this country celebrates, because it's the holiday that allows us to have all the other holidays, and that's how I feel about it.
Absolutely. You mentioned that this will be your first time hosting, co-hosting with Mary McCormick. I mean, I don't have to run through her credits. A lot of people, all our listeners know, you know, remember her and have seen her in a bunch of stuff. I think it's the first female co-host, so that's kind of cool. And I think her father is a Marine too, so I know it's important to her. How well do you guys know each other? Have you acted together before? Or, you know, what's the history there?
Well, actually what it was is Mary was one of the artists we brought in last year. Her and Allison Janney both were artists who performed for us last year. And Mary, you know, as you said, her father's a former Marine. She said to us afterwards, she says, "You know what? She was so taken by the experience. She says, I'll come back. I'll serve coffee. I'll do wardrobe. I'll do makeup. I'll do whatever you want me to do just to be part of this concert ever again if you ever need me." And I remembered that. And so when it became apparent that last minute that Gary wasn't, due to family circumstances, couldn't come, I had suggested, I says, "You know what, I think it's time we have a female co-host, and who better than Mary McCormick, who is so passionate about doing this show, especially after having just done it for the first time with us this past year." So it was a no-brainer. You know, we called, she was thrilled to be able to come and do it. I look forward to, I'll be seeing her probably tomorrow, and we'll start getting ready for the concert. And she's an incredible human being, and we're lucky to have her.
That's so awesome what you said. She was so taken. I'll come back and do craft services, whatever you need. And now she's co-hosting. That's so cool. Let's it's a big lineup of performers. We can get to some of the Colin Powells and the speakers, the actors lit in a second. But let's focus just on the musicians for a second. Who all we got this year?
Well, musician wise, we've got Gavin DeGraw. We've got Christopher Jackson from Hamilton and Bull. We've got Alison Krauss. We've got Patti LaBelle, who I adore Patti LaBelle. Justin Moore, a country western star. We have Allison Ragu, who is an American Idol finalist. She'll be doing a national anthem for us. We've got Amber Riley from Glee and Dreamgirls. So the musical talent is always great. And, of course, we always have the National Symphony Orchestra with Jack Everly. And so the music end of the show is always just phenomenal. And then we have a cross section of artists, including Sam Elliott, who was nominated for an Oscar for A Star Is Born. He'll be doing the words of a World War II veteran. Dennis Haysbert and I will be doing a piece based on two buddies who survived the Vietnam War. So as usual, it's 90 minutes just jammed full of all kinds of things to help, in a way, educate as well as entertain people as to why we have Memorial Day and why it's so important.
That's awesome. Then, of course, in addition to, you know, musicians and actors like yourself, we have, you know, some military brass veterans. We have General Colin Powell. He's there every year. We just spoke yesterday with Ursula Palmer, who's a Gold Star wife, a widow. Her husband died 2 weeks just before he was coming home for good. She'll be speaking. So talk about sort of the military side and how... you know, it's important to remember that on Memorial Day, yes, we're doing our barbecues, and it's great that we, you know, are celebrating the freedom and everything. But this is a little different than a 4th of July or a Veterans Day, where it's more of a, you know, total positive thing. This is it's a time to remember who we lost.
No, exactly. It's reflective. I mean, you know, 4th of July is celebratory and should be. It's a wonderful thing, celebrating our nation's birthday, but if not for Memorial Day, there would be no 4th of July. If not for Memorial Day, there would be no Veterans Day. There would be no President's Day. There would be no Labor Day. There would be no holiday, because our country as it is wouldn't exist. So in other words, Memorial Day takes on a special significance because it honors those men and women who, going back to the 1700s, actually gave up their lives so that we can live the life we live in this country. So I think it's not asking too much that on a 3-day weekend where you're barbecuing and watching the Indianapolis 500, you carve out 90 minutes, watch the program, you'll see all of these stories, these songs, you'll see General Powell, you'll see the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you'll see different people, you'll see 200,000 people at a good night live right there on the West Lawn of the Capitol watching our show live. We're expecting a nice, you know, nice weather this weekend, so we should have, probably 250,000 people just sitting there on the lawn watching us. So it's if you've never seen it, it's awe-inspiring. And if you have seen it, you'll probably, our return viewers are almost 100%. People who see it once always want to see it again. And that's how I feel. That's what I've been doing it for 18 years. It's something very, very special and unique.
Awesome. And can you confirm, is it PBS's most watched show of the year, even bigger than the other ones, or is that not right?
I know it's certainly ranked as, if not the highest, it is certainly one of the highest. I think last year, I think it wound up being the highest ranked show in terms of being watched. You know, it's a 90-minute show. We broadcast it live from 8 to 9:30 on Sunday, May 26th. And then they usually do repeats of it as well. I just, all I can say is, just like I say, you owe it to yourself to just carve out 90 minutes out of your 3-day weekend. You know, enjoy your weekend, have your barbecue, watch the Indianapolis 500 if that's what you like, but watch the concert and you'll understand why you've been given the luxury of this holiday. And I think you'll be glad that you did.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Joe Mantegna, for joining us again like every year, and best of luck hosting the concert again, and encourage our listeners to carve out that 90 minutes like you're talking about Sunday night. So thank you, sir.
Good. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, bye.